The Amos and Andy Show, written by Joe Connolly, Bob Mosier, and Bob Ross. Featuring Ernestine Wade, Johnny Lee, Amanda Randolph, Roy Glenn, Corny Anderson, Zelda Cleaver, Jeff Alexander's music, yours truly, Harlow Wilcox, and starring radio's all-time favorites, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll. Amos and Andy! The subject of romance came up twice at the home of George Kingfish Stevens and his wife, Sapphire. The first time was after supper last Wednesday night. George and Sapphire hadn't been out of the house in over a month. And when Sapphire came into the living room and found the Kingfish with his nose in the paper, she decided to do a little hinting.
When be your dancing and your tears to the living, if I give, if I give.
Holy mackerel, what in the world was that?
George, I was singing.
Singing? I ain't heard screeching like that since I was over at the zoo and the moose sat down on the porcupine.
George, I was only hinting.
Yeah, well, the next time you hint, hint on key. Let me get back to my newspaper. Let me know.
Oh, where's the paper? George, have you ever watched the young Wilsons that lives across the hall?
Yeah, I've noticed them.
Well, every night, Mr. Wilson takes Ms. Wilson out dancing. Or he takes Ms. Wilson to the movies. Or he takes Miss Wilson out to dinner. Why don't you do something like that?
Well, I would, honey, but Mr. Wilson might punch me in the nose. I...
George Stevens, we is both married to the wrong person. I am the romantic type. And you is the type that stays home with your nose in the newspaper.
Well, I admit that I ain't old Peter Lawful, but... That's what you mean,
George, you just don't understand me. I want to be gay and vivacious. I want to live. I want romance. Oh, George, I want to run through the night with the wind and the rain in my head.
Well, you go ahead, and when you get back, I'll be waiting here with a hot water bottle and some clothes.
And the second time last week that romance entered the apartment of George and Sapphire was when Herbert Jackson, a magazine solicitor, rang the Stevens doorbell.
Guess there's nobody home. Well, I'll just slip this sample copy under the door. Ah, there we are. One copy of Forbidden Romances.
Oh, hiya, Kingfish. What you doing down here at the lodge hall so early?
Well, Andy, let me lock the door here. Now, look, Andy, what I done, well, I won't tell you. Look what I has found up at the apartment. Look at that.
A magazine, huh?
Yeah, look at that.
Forbidden Romances. I think at your age, you was more the popular mechanics type.
Oh, no, Andy. I found this here magazine on the living room floor. Don't you see what it means? Sapphire has been reading this stuff.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Just a lot of gushy nonsense.
I know, Andy, but it's the implication of the thing. She reading love stories, and that's all. You don't buy a road map unless you going someplace. And the last night, she was hollering about how she needs romance.
Let me see that thing, King.
Hey, look at that, Andy. The kind of stuff she been reading. Look at that. Look right there. I found my heart on a 2 weeks cruise.
Let's see here. Say here, Hernando stood close to me on the deck, whispering words of romance into my ear as we watched the shimmering moonlight dancing on the foamy wake of our cruise ship. The soft tropical moon had a strange odor about it.
That's aura, you fool.
Oh. I could feel my heart beat above the throbbing of the engine. Suddenly, I felt Hernando's arm steal around my shoulder. With a gasp, I pulled myself from his embrace and ran from the deck to my cabin. Well, there ain't nothing there, Kingfish. He done run away from the fella.
Yeah, I know, Anna, but look over on the next page. There's back on the poop deck again. Look at that.
Well, I don't think Sapphire gonna be interested in no other man. And at her age, there ain't no other man gonna be interested in Sapphire, either.
Well, I don't know, Anna. You know how it is with furniture. Some fellas go in for antiques. Sapphire might be just moldy enough to appeal to some of them boys.
Yeah, but this is silly, Kingfish. After all, Sapphire's got you.
Well, then I can't pin too much hopes on that. I done took stock of myself this morning.
You did, huh?
Yeah, when I got up this morning, I took a long look at myself in the mirror. I tell you, Andy, with my skin toupee and my bloodshot eyes and with my sagging jowls and that wart on my Adam's apple, I realized that I wasn't exactly no ding-dong daddy from Dumas.
Yeah, well, what you gonna do about the situation, Kingfish?
Well, Andy, I gotta do something. With Sapphire reading these magazines, you never know what this can lead to. If it's romance she's after, I'm gonna bring romance into her life. I'm gonna be gay. I'm gonna be charming. I'm gonna be the romantic type that Sapphire's looking for.
You is, huh?
Oh, yeah, Andy. It's a new deal. From here in, I'm gonna shower her with affection. I'm gonna shower her with love and understanding. I'm gonna shower her with romance.
Yeah, well, you better go easy there, Kingfish. You're gonna end up with a waterlogged wife. I think.
Let's listen to a number by the Four Knights.
You need no wings to be an angel. You prove it by the things you do. And speaking of angels, I never knew one quite like you. You need a golden tail around you, and no magic wand to cast a spell. And speaking of magic, you weave it all so well. And speaking of music, flavored with romance, I hear it in your sigh. And speaking of moonlight, sprinkle the stardust, I see it in your eyes. Who else, my darling, but an angel could make the earth so heavenly? And speaking of angels, that's what you are to me. But an angel could make the earth so heavenly. And speaking of angels, that's what you are to me. 'Cause that's what you are to me.
Thank you.
on, boys. Walk with me down to my apartment here.
Yeah.
Kingfish, you sure is dolled up there. New suit, flower in your buttonhole, and that nice bouquet of flowers you carrying there.
Yeah, and you sure smell fragrant, too, Kingfish.
Well, I tell you, after I was shaved, I had the barber to put everything in the shop on me. I tell you, boys, I got scents on me that won't come to the surface for days. Well, Kingfish, if Sapphire looking for romance, you sure looks the part, all right.
Oh, yeah, boys. I've been reading all the love stuff out of Folk Guide Forbidden Romance.
Yeah, learning how to be the romantic type. I tell you, I'm going to walk in there like Hernando and throw romance at her from seven different directions.
Just what you're going to do, Kingfish.
Well, I'm going to open the front door right quick and go down on one knee and hold out the flowers and say, lovely flowers for a lovely lady.
Yeah, I seen them do that in the ballet once. Then after that, the gal took a sniff of the roses. Then the fella took a sniff of the roses. Next thing I know, the gal jumped 20 feet in the air and he started whirling around. I always wondered what they put in them roses.
Well, I don't think these 12 or a quarter roses is the jumping kind. Well, here's your apartment, Kingfish, and good luck to you with your way of Sapphire.
Yeah, I really hope you sweep her off her feet.
Well, thank you, boy. Thank you very much. See you later. Oh, where is just a vagabond lover? Oh, no, no, no. Romance, your spell is everywhere. I hear somebody in the living room. Sapphire's in there. Well, here goes. Lovely flowers for a lovely lady.
Well, this is a fine condition for you to come crawling home in.
Mama! Mama, it's you! Where's my sweet, thin romantic wife?
She's in the kitchen cleaning the fish.
Oh, me.
Well, well, come on. Get up on your feet. You want to kneel there all the evening?
No. Oh, Mama. My back, my back. My rheumatism. I can't move.
Sapphire, come on out here and help me. The old gray mare's done popped his saddle again.
Well, lovely dinner, my love. May I say that you never look more radiant and beautiful than you does tonight.
George, your food's getting cold.
Pass the fish, George.
Here he is, Mama. Honey, we'll make this our night. And after this charming dinner, we'll go dancing. Dancing like two young lovers.
Potatoes, please.
There he is, Mama. Sapphire, tonight, you'll be like two gay spirits waltzing in the wonderland of romance. While we'll dance till dawn on a pink cloud. On a pink cloud of...
horseradish.
Mama, will you be good enough to close your big fears while I'm being romantic here?
Mama, don't pay no attention to George. You go ahead and finish your dinner.
Well, I'm going to finish my dinner, too. But while I eat here, I'm going to close my ears to these harsh words.
Well, you better close your mouth, too. You're spilling gravy all over your vest.
Well... what a beautiful and perfect evening, dear. Dancing with you again, my darling.
George, don't you think we're a little too old for this type of music?
Oh, not at all, honey. This is the music of romance. Samba, one, two, three. Samba, one, two, three. The one, two, three. The one, two, oh!
What's wrong?
Oh, my back. Oh, my back. I done slipped my disc again. Help, help.
Now, just sit there in that comfortable chair, Kingfish, and take it easy.
Oh, yeah, let me sit here easy. Yeah, I got out of bed about an hour ago, and I managed to hobble down here to the lodge hall.
Yeah, so that romantic evening didn't go off too well, huh?
No, Andy, three of the waiters carried me out of the nightclub on a tablecloth. And I come home... in the back seat of a taxi cab, doubled up like a jackknife. And I wound up spending the most enchanting part of the evening with a chiropractor. Oh, Andy, my back. Oh, that's just, yeah.
Oh, that back is really bothering you, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, now look, Andy. It's nearly lunchtime here. Give me a hand here and kind of help me back to my apartment, will you?
Yeah, I'll do that. Well, Kingfish, I guess you just ain't the romantic type like Hernando is.
Yeah, no sense in me trying to please Sapphire. I guess Sapphire's gonna have to go through life getting a romance out of magazines like forbidden romances. But in spite of that, I know she's gonna stick with me.
Well, Kingfish, then you convince Sapphire that she ain't looking for no Hernando like the gal on the cruise ship, is that it?
No, and when you get to be Sapphire's age, your poop deck days is over, boy.
Well, won't you sit down, Mr. Jackson?
Oh, thank you.
I'm sorry I didn't get that sample copy of your magazine.
Well, that's funny. I slid it under your door yesterday. Oh, but no matter.
Well, Mr. Jackson, I don't think I'd be interested in a magazine like Forbidden Romances. After all...
Now, Mrs. Stevens, I would appreciate you listening to me. I have a wife and two children.
Oh, I see.
Mrs. Stevens, it's a wonderful magazine. I just can't tell you highly enough on our magazine, Forbidden Romances. And with our introductory offer, you're getting this wonderful magazine for the entire year for only $2.50. Mrs. Stevens, I tell you...
Thank you, Andy, for helping me up the back way here. These back steps is easier than the front way. Just get through the kitchen here.
I just can't let you pass up this wonderful...
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Sound like Sapphire talking to somebody in the living room.
Yeah, sound like a man's voice, too.
Yeah, I'll crack the door and see who it is. Probably just a bill collector.
But how can you turn me down? Think of what I'm offering you. Love, romance, adventure, life at its fullest.
If that's a bill collector, Hernando must be working for the gas company.
Andy, listen to this love talk you give her there.
Well, it does sound interesting.
My dear lady, you look like a woman who wants to rise above the humdrum. Think what I'm offering you. A chance to sail into the blue. A chance to rise into the clouds. A chance to fly far above the commonplace.
Sound like he's trying to talk her into running away in the airplane.
Well, you do make it sound interesting.
Listen to it, Anne. They're carrying on like Theda Barrow. Look at it.
Lady, I implore you, don't turn down this wonderful opportunity. A chance to follow in the footsteps of the young in heart. A chance to tread the pathways of happiness.
Now it sounds like you're going to settle for a walk in the park.
Well, you're very, very persuasive. But let me think it over. Why don't you come back tomorrow?
Well, very well, Mrs. Stevens. But I know what your answer is going to be.
Pretty sure of itself, ain't he?
That does it, Anna. That does it. I was leaving that woman for good.
Yeah, but she didn't say she was going to abscond off with him.
Well, I don't care, Andy. My own wife sitting there listening to a lot of mush talk like that. We are through, Andy. She was looking for romance after all.
Oh, but Kingfish,
nothing's doing, Andy. Nothing's doing. I was leaving that woman and taking my slip disc with me.
Well, Kingfish, it's been 2 weeks since you left Sapphire.
Yeah, I know it, Andy.
Ain't you never going back to her?
No, Sander, no, sir, I is not. I am never going back to that woman. Let her find romance if you want her. That's why I was going in here to see Algonquin J. Calhoun. I'm going to change my will. Oh, yeah, I'm going to change it. I'm going to cut her off altogether.
Yeah, you're going to unbeneficiate a gal, huh?
Yeah. Come on, let's get on in here. Okay. Well, howdy there, Calhoun.
Hello, Calhoun.
Hey, Calhoun, is your business? Is our business?
How could you come in here and ask me, is our business? A man who is sought after by the biggest businessmen in this city. A man who is consulted by some of the biggest political leaders in this community. A man whose influential friends number in the hundreds. With all them connections, you'd think I'd be doing something.
Yeah, well, Calhoun, the Kingfish want to see you about something important to you.
What's up, Kingfish?
Well, now, Calhoun, I'm going to lay it right before you here, boy. Calhoun, listen to this.
Yes.
I has done left my wife. And, well, I has got some worldly possessions, and What I want to know is, can I change my will and leave everything to myself?
Well, now, that can be arranged.
Good.
So you done left Sapphire, huh?
No.
Don't you miss her after 22 years?
Yeah, well, to tell you the truth, I has been pretty lonesome in the past few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to get outdoors and make some new friends and get some new interests. That's what I got to do.
Well, for a fellow like you, Kingfish, the best way to make new friends is through one of them get acquainted clubs.
Yeah. Yeah, you done hit on something there. Get acquainted club. Does you know any good ones, Calhoun?
Well, yeah. There's a very high-tide club that's run by a Mr. and Mrs. Thorndyke. It's over on the parkway.
Oh, yeah. I done hear about that one. It's real high class. Yeah, you got to be interviewed and everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going over to that Thorndyke Get Acquainted Club. I'll make a new life for myself.
Yeah, that's the thing to do, all right, Kingfish.
You know, Calhoun, you was lucky. Never getting in these domestic squabbles. How come you never got married?
Yeah, Calhoun. Didn't you never have no gal or nothing?
Oh, yeah, boys. I had a girl once, but that is years ago. Years ago. Oh, I tell you, boys, I worshiped the ground she walked on. I worshiped the air she breathed. I worshiped the very sun that shone down on her.
Yeah, well, then how come you never married her?
I couldn't stand her.
Sapphire, it's been 2 weeks since he walked out on you.
Oh, Mama, why would he have done a thing like this?
We should have known something was going on the way he was acting. Bringing you flowers, taking you dancing. I should have known something was in the wind.
What do you mean, Mama?
Well, I never told you this. But now that's how it started with your father. He came home from the office one night and kissed me for the first time in 20 years. Next morning, when I went out to start the car, the motor blew up.
Oh, Mama, what am I going to do?
Well, daughter, you just can't sit around here and mope. You have got to make new friends and new companions. Now, I've been thinking it over, daughter, very seriously. You is going to enroll in the Thorndyke Get Acquainted Club.
But, Mama, I can't do nothing like that.
Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can, daughter. Well, I tell you, we'll both go down there and enroll. It'll be a wonderful thing for you, daughter. You've been married to old Baldy for 22 years, and it's high time you met some human beings.
Well, Andy, this is the Get Acquainted Club. They say to wait here, Mr. Thorndyke. We'll interview him in a minute. Nice of you to come down here and give me the moral support.
Oh, don't mention it, Kingfish. Just don't mention it. Here comes somebody.
Well, how do you do? I'm Mr. Thorndyke. You wish to see me about joining our Get Acquainted Club?
Well, just this other gentleman here, you see. I don't need no club. I does most of my getting acquainted in front of the drugstore.
I was the one that would like to get acquainted, sir.
Oh, I understand. You mean a member of the opposite sex?
Well, yeah, in a way. But you see, I want to get acquainted, but then I don't. I mean, that is, I feel...
Well, Mr. Stevens, ours is a social club. It's our practice to introduce people with compatible interests. For instance, we might start off by introducing you to some of our male members, men who have the same cultural tastes and ideals as you have.
Well, now, wait a minute, mister. You got him wrong. He didn't come down here to meet no bum.
Don't pay no attention to my friend here, mister.
Well, we'll be glad to help you. But first, you'll have to be thoroughly interviewed before you can qualify as a member.
I does, huh?
Yes. Well, for instance, if a new member is interested in marriage, he must be interviewed by our psychiatrist. And after several days of intense study, we pick from among our members one whom we think would be socially, mentally, and psychologically suited to the new member. In other words, one who is exactly their type.
This is tougher than when I tried to get my dog into Kennel Club.
Well, I tell you, I ain't interested in marriage, but I would like to meet someone who was the perfect type for me, just to see what life might have been with the right girl.
Well, now to save any future embarrassment, when we introduce members of our club, we always make it a practice for them to conceal themselves under a pseudonym.
Well, I ain't got one of them, but I could hold my hat over my face.
No. What I mean is, we have our members use different names. Now, is there any particular name you would like to be known under here at the club?
Here at the club, you can just call me Hernando.
How do you do? I'm Mrs. Thorndyke.
How do you do?
You want to see me about joining our Get Acquainted Club?
Yes, I came down here with my mother. I'd like to meet... That is, I... Well, you see, I... The thing is, I...
I understand very well, Mrs. Stevens.
Well, I'm not interested in marriage, but I would like to make some new friends and meet somebody who has the same interests I have.
Well, before we introduce you here at the club, we make positive it will be the right person. You'd both be subjected to tests and physiological interviews. In other words, we bring together two people who would be ideally suited.
Oh, yes. Well, it would be interesting to meet somebody who is just the right type for me.
Well, we'll talk about that at our next interview. By the way, on the way out, would you send the next person in, please?
Well, boys, how does it look?
Oh, boy, you look great, Kingfish.
Kingfish, is you going through with this crazy thing? Is you really going to meet this get-acquainted gal this evening? Certainly I is, Amos. Sapphire and me was mismated. Now the club has scientifically picked out the person who would have been perfect mate for me. This person I'm going to meet has had all kind of tests, too. We is the kind of would be ideally suited for each other.
Yeah, there ain't no harm in just meeting the person. You say you're going to meet her in the park, huh?
Yeah, 7 o'clock tonight. She's going to be looking for me under the name of Hernando. And I is going to be looking for her under the name of Juliet. Well, it's almost 7 o'clock. Juliet ought to be here any minute. Juliet, where is you at? There's I going to meet the person who is ideally suited to me. Wait a minute. Here comes somebody. Oh, I bet it's Juliet. Juliet, here I is. Come to me. Is that you, Juliet?
Yes, it is, Hernando.
John Stevens!
Mama, oh, no!
Again next week at the same time when we'll again present radio's all-time favorite, Amos and Andy. This is Wendell Niles saying good night to all of you from all of us.